Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Time for People Need Advice. You need some advice about something. Now, if it's 50-50, we might chime in. But the world's largest coin can do the trick. Heads one way, tails the other. Just as effective as any other method you may be able to use to settle something that's truly 50-50. Also, a lot of times while the coin's in the air, you realize which one you really want it to land on. And that can be your answer. Free Beer, Hot Wings. Steve is here. Kelly is here. Let's start with this one. This person says, do not say my name. We will not.
Okay.
I have a good job, and I want a raise. The only reason I want a raise is because my friend that worked here before me made $1.50 more an hour, and he isn't better than me at what we do. Okay. How do I go about asking my boss for a raise? Now, this is... I like this question because I was just talking to a friend of mine who owns a business, and he was telling me that he's been in a weird situation recently because his business was one where there was a lot of turnover for years. But now he's had people that have stayed for a long time, and when they come to him to ask for a raise, he feels like he's had to coach them on, look, you're not doing this right.
Yeah.
He said they come in and say, I want you to give me a raise. And he has told them, you need to think about my perspective on this. Like, what am I getting for giving you a raise? Mm-hmm. It's like, because I don't mind giving them a raise, but he said, and he wasn't doing it. It sounds like he's doing it just to make them jump through hoops, but he's saying they never come in and sell me on it. They never make an argument as to why. And so I think for this person, that has to be where you start. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the arguments could be, I know that people who've worked here in the past have started higher, but also it needs to be, I'm dedicated. I show up. I don't call out sick very often unless it's a real emergency.
That is not something that you can use, I don't think, if you're trying to get a raise.
Yeah.
Because that's expected.
Like, I show up.
It's expected, but not everyone here does it anymore.
No, they don't, but those people should just be fired.
But I think you're right. Yeah. You're right.
But saying I show up every day on time is not... Like, that is literally the least that
it's
you
a
are
basic expectation
you are supposed to do.
The bare minimum.
Yeah.
That's like saying I wear pants every day too.
Yes.
Yeah, you're supposed to.
And I also wouldn't mention that you know other people have come in and made
so,
more.
So none of my advice was good.
Because when you do that,
like
it kind of sounds like you assume that you know you're worth as much as they are. And unless you can look at yourself going into a raise with the understanding that you've maybe made money for the company so you understand your value in a financial form, or if the work you do is so valuable that you as their employee you've become invaluable. But if you are replaceable because you meet the bare expectations and the bare minimum, asking for a raise is probably hard. That's probably why people walk in like, hey, I want to ask for a raise, but I don't really know how. That's probably because you maybe haven't been doing the things to exceed expectations to be able to walk into the room with the confidence to say, I want a raise, and here's why I deserve it. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to have that. You got to have those numbers already.
So what is it?
What do you mean?
What is the advice for this guy?
I would make sure you're invaluable first before you just go in walking for a raise, and definitely don't say anything about how you know what a previous coworker was making versus what you're making.
I used to, I would have a yearly review at one of my previous jobs.
Mm-hmm. And Tony Armadillo's
Steakhouse and Saloon.
That's
yes.
Right.
Yes.
No, so I would keep a running list, just had it on my computer desktop of just any task that I did in the previous year that was something new or something that was kind of outside of whatever the job description, as loosely as that could be.
Mm-hmm.
So then I could say to them, well, in the last year, I've started doing this, 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 and this. And yes. The year before that, I wasn't doing that. Mm-hmm. And I was making this much. So now I'm doing this. So that has a value to it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, of course.
But you do need to sell yourself.
I think that's all valid, but I think you're also overlooking blackmail. I think able to walk in and just go, hey, listen, I might have some information Mrs. Williams would be interested in, if you know what I mean.
Wow.
So whether you have that information or not,
I would hope in order to keep that quiet, my paycheck got bigger. Okay, bye. I think you should. I mean, it's worth trying. I'm just saying.
Let's see what the audience has to say. A lot of different opinion. Just lie and tell them you got another offer for more, and they need to match it because you like working there. Well, that works. As long as they don't call your bluff.
Yeah, as long as they don't check in on it and call your bluff. That's exactly right.
This text, a lot of people will agree with this. Some won't. If you show up on time and you're overall a good employee and do your job, but you haven't necessarily gotten better, you deserve some raise, at least a raise to cover cost of living. Otherwise, you're technically making less as cost of living continues to go up, but your wage does not. I buy that.
I mean, I agree with that. Yeah, I mean, I think if you're just like solid and reliable, mm-hmm.
This one
do a really good job.
From Wisconsin, I left a job of 13 years for the exact same reason. Guy next to me was making $1.50 more, and he had only been there for 3 years, 10 years less than me. I was done busting my ass for chump change. Turns out I was not replaceable, or I was not irreplaceable. No, I was not replaceable, so it worked for him, but you still had to leave.
Yeah, wait, if you're not replaceable Steven, and you left, then they probably replaced your position.
Well, they're probably struggling, I think, is what he's saying.
Oh.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because you're not there anymore.
Yeah. What are Steve and Kelly talking about? They are giving the worst advice I've ever heard.
What?
Like, what, have reasons why you deserve a raise?
Yeah.
Instead of just walking in and saying, give me more money.
Yeah.
Why?
Or I'll
walk. Because I want it. All right, what's your advice?
And I would also say, too, going into a meeting for a raise, not to be surprised if they say, not yet. Or if they tell you, hey, thank you for coming to me with these, and let's see how you do the next X amount of time frame. And then we'll see it. We'll discuss it.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Lays the groundwork.
Absolutely.
As long as they follow up fairly with you. Yeah, and don't just use it as a way to kick it down the road.
Or don't be surprised if they say, well, it's been a tough year, so maybe next year, and then watch them drive away in their Porsche Panamera. Mm-hmm.
That is pretty common.
And then have We Care About You on their employee main page.
There you go. And then watch as they post pictures all weekend from their yacht.
Yeah.
This one, I need advice. My son is 5 years old, and my wife lets him come in and get in our bed anytime he wakes up during the night. It wakes me up almost every night. I have to get up almost every night because we also have a baby and a dog in our bed.
No.
What should I do?
Oh, boy. This is all bad. This is all bad. It's ruining all intimacy. It's creating terrible habits. Don't. You guys got to have a conversation. I mean, having a baby in the room isn't, that happens for a while. But if the goal is you put him in bed, and then every night he just goes, well, I'm up now and I'm coming down. Like, no.
Don't love it.
You got to set parameters.
And those things for the doorknob.
If one of the adults
a heater
can't sleep because there's too many bonus things in the bed, you're kind of ruining the situation for that adult.
You're ruining it.
On purpose or by accident.
Yeah, for everyone. Except the kid. He's thrilled.
I think you got to have an honest conversation with the wife.
Yeah.
I think it's fair to say, hey, it's one thing if he comes in once in a while. But all the time is not working for me.
No.
Just put one of those.
You can't baby him forever.
Just put one of those locks on the outside of his door so you can just lock him in there.
Don't love that.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. When I bought my house, there were a couple locks on the outside of doors, and I was like, "Whoa, don't care for that."
Yeah, that's how you keep the demons in.
Mm-hmm.
This text, you can't use the argument going back to the raise, saying how much someone makes because you're not supposed to tell others what you make. Well, a lot of people would argue with that that is a cultural norm created to keep people from talking about how much they make because that keeps people from asking for a raise.
Right,
and
absolutely.
If there was more transparency, it would cause the wages to go up. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, just sharing that.
It's true.
Other bit of advice. I think it's probably true.
That's absolutely true. If I was running a business, I'd say that, yeah.
This one, why do I need to justify a raise beyond, hey, cost of living has gone way up. I need to get paid more to keep working for you.
Yeah, I think if it's I think asking for cost of living raises is not that big of a deal. I think if you're asking for like a real raise, though. Cost of living is kind of expected. I know you don't always get that.
Yeah, you don't.
I know a lot of coworkers don't just get that.
People here went 7 or 8 years without a cost of living raise.
But that's radio.
It's not just radio.
It's not real life.
Radio's not a regular, normal person job.
That's so many places, though. And then they'll use, you know, the last few years have been difficult because of this reason or that reason. So that's why we can't do it. But I do agree. Cost of living. And if you have met basic expectations, yeah, then your employer should probably pull you in and say, hey, you know, it's your annual whatever cost of living has gone up. However, if you want a bigger raise next year, let's revisit this in 6 months because we'd like to give you this responsibility or whatever. Find a way to make it a bigger raise without it just being because of the cost of living if you really want to make more money.
Yeah, to me on that, hustle. You should ask that before you even take the job initially.
Yeah,
like how often are there opportunities cost of for living raises? Increases? Like beyond like regular raise, mm-hmm. like is there cost of living
as
we go on?
I mean, I know
they do, but
at
least you're in better shape if they say yes from the get-go and change it later versus no.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Let's see. This person writes, there's actually a law that employers can't prevent you from discussing your wage, and if they punish you for discussing it with coworkers, they can be fined. That's a good point. A lot of people saying it's sad that anyone has to ask for a cost of living raise. That should be automatic.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. I think really good employers do things like that and have happy employees.
Mm-hmm.
But
this text, if you guys think everyone should be more transparent, tell everyone how much you make. I think starting another time.
Mm-hmm. It seems braggy when you're just telling somebody to tell them.
Or embarrassing.
Yeah.
Depending on where you are.
Yeah. Like you just want me to tell you?
Mm-hmm. People need advice. 1-800-947-3979. I've noticed that some traffic lights now allow pedestrians to advance a few seconds before vehicles as a safety measure, which I think is great, this person writes. What's that?
Read that again.
I'm not sure what traffic lights now allow pedestrians to advance a few seconds before vehicles as a safety measure, which I think is great.
I think if you've got, in some cases, if you've got a stoplight, you know how like the light turns green and the pedestrian turns white at the same time?
Oh, yes.
And then sometimes people might start to turn without looking.
They stagger them.
So I think, in some cases, that's what they're doing. It's like everyone would have a red light at the same time for a minute.
Yeah. But the other day, the cyclist in front of me advanced early along with the pedestrians. I'm sick of cyclists and their sense of entitlement, so I started honking at him. He flipped me the bird, and a couple of pedestrians gave me the stink eye as well. Was I really in the wrong?
A bicyclist isn't much more than a pedestrian. Yeah. I mean, really.
Just barely.
Like, yeah, they're moving a little bit faster. Like, get over it. Oh, no. They advanced on you by 30 feet before you got to drive past them. Boo, boo, boo.
If you're one of those people that's like, oh, those entitled cyclists. I mean, what were you doing?
Those guys in their fancy pants, special shirts,
teardrop helmet.
Sometimes they're wearing regular clothes on a normal bike.
What are those stupid sunglasses?
I'm so angry.
A lot of people, we're deep on raises now. The S-hole I work for took our yearly evaluation and changed it to be a cost of living. So now they're talking about not giving our Christmas bonus. One way or another, they're going to stick it to us. It does.
That
seem
is
like.
Kind of the way. Yep.
This one, I went home with my girlfriend to meet her parents and her siblings and their spouses on Thanksgiving. Everything about the trip went well, except one thing, and it is really bothering me. There was an infant and two puppies in the house when we visited, and my girlfriend called them the exact same pet names she calls me, honey, baby, etc. Her siblings did the same with their husbands. I'm not a dog. I'm not a three-month-old baby. I'm mad. I want her to call me my own pet names. When I told her, she said I was being weird about it.
You are being weird about it. You're a guy who's mad at a bicyclist.
It's not the same person. This person didn't write all the letters.
No, I'm just saying it's the same kind of an idiot.
Oh. He's like, well, no. I'm going to take down Johnny Leonard
another
today.
Thing.
No. I mean, it's the same kind of person who gets bent out of dumb stuff. Like, who cares?
Don't you call me adorable unless I'm in my new bike shorts.
Come on. I don't want to be honey.
Do y'all have pet names for your significant others?
Not really.
Mm-mm,
no, it fluctuates based on the moment.
Do you, Kelly?
I mean, y'all have a specific name for my significant other.
Ron!
So I've been calling him Ron sometimes.
He must really love that.
Spelled out, that's RAAAAAAHHHN.
That's
Ron!
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.